All right, this morning I want to talk to you about Evangel as a great evangelistic missionary church. That's what we believe. Before we do that, though, I just want to show a quick video. As some of you, I did mention from my trip when I came back from Malaysia about a month ago, we went over in East Malaysia in Sabah, and we went to a place called Lahad Datu, all right? And so we went there, and I just have a, you've seen it just now in a little bit in the PowerPoint video just now when we played it. You saw some pictures. I just want to show you a video of when we were there, when the whole team, so together myself with Pastor Machin and the children from Malaysia, Pastor Joshua and Pastor Tiffany were all there, and so we saw firsthand what this ministry what they were doing with the Sea Gypsies there. So if I can just get the video played. Before you do play it, hang on. Okay, maybe we should start again and start all over again. That's fine, yeah. So before we start, just a moment. So it was, let's say, broken into two parts. So the first part was just about an hour and a bit away by car. It was a place called Kunak, and so you will see in a moment how they, you know, basically live by the water, and you see all the structures or wooden structures, and so that was our first destination. And so these people are known as the Bajau people, and they're predominantly, or they're basically Filipinos, have been from the neighboring islands, have basically come and lived around the waters there. And so that was the first part. Then we went on to Lahad Datu itself, which is, like I said, now about an hour and a half away. And here you'll begin to see very similar concept, but it's a bit of a different, you'll see the state and how things are. And you'll also see about the schools. So they have three schools there, three outreaches to reach out to the people there, basically, who lives by the sea. They've got foundation school for the refugees, and they've got a school for, like, you know, primary and further education for the refugees. So, and then you'll see us towards the end praying. I'll guide you through, but I'll just give you a heads up what to expect. So let's go ahead. Yep. So that was in a nutshell. I mean, was a bit more than just that, but I guess, like Jesus, you know, you couldn't put everything on the amount of things that he did. The book could not contain it, but didn't want to overtake your time here. It was a very good time, though, I must say, for myself. Mission trips for me, I've not been to that many, but I think every time that I've been to one, it does really open up your heart. It really softens our hearts. I think for me personally, having, you know, lived in a place like Australia, which is absolutely, you know, in abundance, and you lack of nothing, and the comfort zone is absolutely, you know, you just can't complain about anything, really, as far as lifestyle is concerned. And but it really does something when you see firsthand. You know, a lot of times I know we see on videos and we see on, you know, other ministries and all that, but I think it's different definitely when you're there firsthand. And so I don't know. I mean, whenever the church organizes mission trips, I think I would encourage people to see. Maybe you should go down for it and maybe sacrifice one of the, you know, holiday and maybe go for those kind of trips, because I think it helps us to get down to earth. One of the things that it does to me is it challenges the comfort zone. And when I was there looking at the children and looking at the lifestyle and looking at the pollution, I mean, when you compare all the dirt lying around where they were and you compare it to, like, when you walk on the streets of Perth, you'd be like, wow. I mean, I remember when I was in Malaysia in 2017 for 3 months, the first thing when I landed back in Perth, the first thing I came out, I was like, wow, this is too clean. I mean, not that Ipoh was super dirty, but when you make the, you know, when you start to compare, you're like, I felt things like, wow, this is, I could sleep out here. It's so clean. You know, and but anyway, but it surely challenges the comfort, especially when you go to a place like Lahad Datu. And anyway, when I was walking there, and pastors, as you know, when we go for anything really, not just mission trips, but, you know, in everything that we do, pastor always encourages us to say, what is God saying? What is God saying? What do you feel in your spirit? What do you sense in your spirit? One of the things that I felt was, wow, surely the promises of God that are unto us here in Perth and here in wealthy countries, surely it is for also for them. So I guess it calls for action. As I said in the video at the beginning there, there was a pastor named Pastor Francis, and he was the one helping Pastor Joshua get up the ladder. And that ladder was kind of, I mean, it did the job. It does the job, obviously. I mean, we get up there, but it wobbles. So you got to get someone to actually hold it down to feel stable. Anyway, but, you know, I had a chance because it took us about an hour and a half to get to Lahad Datu from Kunak, from the first destination that we were there by the waters. And just had a time to talk to him and not really knowing, you know, how long he's been doing this and all that. And I asked him a bit of a silly question. I said, how long have you been doing this for? You know, and he said, over 30 years. I mean, at least 30 years. I was like, whoa, okay. But instantly he said this to me. He said, in doing this, I need constant vision from God. And he said, I feel like I'm still new at this and I'm learning and I still feel like I'm learning. And this is coming from a pastor who's, you know, started the work from the very beginnings and been doing this for years, year in, year out, and really going all out for the Lord. And that really, like, wow. That really was like, opened my eyes. I was like, wow. First of all, I could really see the humility there. And you could see that, you know, I'm always learning. He's like, I'm not there. I feel like new on the job all the time because there's just so much to learn. And he said, if you don't have a constant vision, new vision from the Lord, you'll get burnt out and you will give up so easily. So this is Pastor Francis there sharing this. And, you know, he was sharing with me and he said, you know, when they started the work there from the very beginnings, I mean, from the now you could see the people, you could see, I don't know how many people you can count there, but maybe what, good 200 maybe? I don't know, maybe less, but somewhere there. With all the kids, all the children, all the parents and all the people, it looks like, wow, very successful. But when they began, there were fewer, and one of the barrier was language. And so to really build that bridge and spend that time in ministry there until they could eventually teach the next generation how to speak Malay and now starting to learn how to read. And so the next generations are, the children now are growing up. And as you could see, some of them were, you know, sort of adults, young adults, and they are the leaders. So they're raising up leaders and they are taking over the work and they're assisting and really, you know, working together in this ministry. Amazing. But I want to share with you here just a few thoughts about evangel, and I believe what evangel stands for as far as to be an evangelistic, a great evangelistic missionary church. Okay, and I'm just going to not probably read the same scriptures, but Pastor Joseph has just read a number of scriptures here, starting off with, I want to put the next slide here, which talks about the Great Commission, and in four, that's what it looks like as a whole, as a complete picture here. The first one is in the book of Mark, the Great Commission that we just read, it speaks of evangelism, as Pastor Joseph just shared. In the book of Matthew 28, he talks about going into all the nations and baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And it's to do with teaching them and discipling them to obey all that the Lord had taught. So this is another aspect of the Great Commission. The book of Luke, maybe we'll read that one. It's a witnessing. And this is where Jesus, again, before he goes off, he says this. And you are witnesses of these signs. Behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high. So here we know that in the book of Acts, they were asked to wait, and that on the day of Pentecost, they would be endued with the power of the Holy Spirit, that there would be witnesses from Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Right? So number three is the aspect of being a witness. And we know that it is impossible to be a witness except by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And then the fourth aspect of the Great Commission is to shepherd and to feed. okay? And I'm going to read John 21, verse 15 to 17. And this is, what's his name? Peter. Peter, having denied Jesus three times, and here meets up with Jesus, and Jesus speaks to him. We know these verses very well. But it says this from verse 15. So when they had eaten breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me more than these? He said to him, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, feed my lambs. He said to him again a second time, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me? He said to him, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, tend my sheep. Verse 17, he said to him the third time, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me? Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, do you love me? And he said to him, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. And Jesus said to him, feed my sheep. And so this aspect of the Great Commission here speaks of to shepherd and to feed the people. So to verbalize this again, the book of Mark, we have the side of evangelism. The book of Matthew, we have the side of teaching and discipling, to be disciples of Jesus, to follow after his ways, to be taught. Luke is to be a witness, to be witnesses unto him, to be salt and light in the earth. The book of John is to shepherd and to feed. Now this is a part of the heart of Jesus, the heart, the Great Commission, and you know, having come to evangel, when I was born again and I came to evangel, you know, I remember first having the ever first Mission Sunday ever, and because everyone, you know, part of it, I wasn't quite fully clear what it was all about. So, you know, I made a pledge and I started giving them on a monthly basis, such and such amount. I had no idea what was the difference between tithing, offerings, and mission. I just thought it was one and the same thing because you're just giving, okay? But we must be clear that it's not your tithe, it's not the offering. It's a pledge that we make specifically to support mission. Okay, but anyway, that's not what I'm here to talk about. But I'm talking. But I want you to say. I want you to something that I've learned coming here, and I'm still learning this very closely from our pastors, is their heart. And I believe this is the heart of Jesus, the heart to be a great evangelistic missionary church. And this idea is not just a good idea, but it's actually from the scriptures. I'm going to maybe just highlight a little bit on that today. But, you know, I've had the privilege, I suppose, to follow pastors a little bit, you know, over to China and here and there, go to Laos, not many places, but to really see their hearts, to really reach out to nations and people, and to be a soul winner. And something that I think if we really want it, maybe we should get pastors to lay their hands on us and really impart this gift of soul winning. But Evangel Christian Fellowship I want to say what Evangel stands for as far as the Great Commission is, and as far as to be this great evangelistic missionary church. And this idea comes from a church called Antioch. Okay, and I'm just gonna share with you from scriptures some of the main points of what it is. And we would just want to declare, because you know, thank God that, you know, people have been giving here, been givers here. But we want to make a declaration this morning of what is it that evangel, how does evangel see, and how mission is part of our church, and why is it is part of our church. And we see this in a place called Antioch, and that's found in the book of Acts. So as you know, on the day of Pentecost, now follow me for a little bit here, just a little bit of, not history, but just a little bit of a background here. So we see here in the book of Acts, on the day of Pentecost, the church was birthed, and the church started in Jerusalem, and they did very well, and they grew, and God added to them, and they grew exceedingly. They grew very well, very big. But in time, you know, there were spirits that caused the church to go to decline. And I'm not going to emphasize on the spirits here, but there are all kinds of, you know, the legalistic spirit, the centralization, spirit of centralization, the spirit of pride, and the sectarian spirit, okay? I know we've mentioned this in the past, but basically there were spirits that held people down. They became perhaps a bit more self-centered, self-seeking, racialistic, proud. We are the first church, we are it, and this is us. And so they became very inward. But then what happened is there was great persecution that caused the people to be scattered. And as they were scattered throughout, another church started, and that was in a place called Antioch. Everybody say Antioch. Antioch, and so basically that church there, I mean, there's so much to say, but I only want to talk about the Antioch church in relation to missions and being an evangelistic missionary church. And that's what they were like. But the foundation of that church was basically the same foundation that was laid in the church in Jerusalem, as far as doctrine and practice are concerned. But they did not allow those spirits that attacked the Jerusalem church, but they moved into greater heights, and they were biblically found, and they had eldership, and they had all kinds of things. And I think, even I was preparing this message, I was like, oh, we don't talk so much about the Antioch vision, but I can see it in practice. I was like, wow. I don't know, I mean, anyway, but that was just me. When I was thinking about it, I was like, we don't mention Antioch very much, but when I see the way we operate, I can definitely see the characteristics of we wanting to be an Antioch church. That really encouraged me. And so I just want to make some declaration that this is not just only what the Bible says, but this is what our church stands for. And it's very powerful. And that's one of the reasons that drives us to give and to grow. Now, I know that this is a year of increase, and one of the things I'm asking the Lord is really to grow this burden for nations and for people, for lost souls. You see, one of the things that I, when I was first born again, you know, I hungry for God, and, you know, I wanted to talk to Jesus about those that are around me, but then I learned something, that God is actually the God of the nations, not just my personal God and just for me, but that God is actually interested in the entire whole world. God was not just interested in just the Jewish people either, though he started with them, but the heart of God was always for nations, and that for the whole world that they'll be saved. And so I'm very grateful to be a part of a church that has this vision to touch nations. So the Antioch church, now this as we know, as I've already mentioned, it was a great missionary church to the Gentiles. Okay, and so this is where the Antioch church was the home church for Paul and Barnabas. And Paul, as we know, was one of the great, if not the greatest missionary, besides Jesus, on earth. And really went out and really started and planted churches all over in Asia and all those places. So the heart of the Antioch church, that they would send people like Paul and Barnabas for the work outside. So many churches were founded out from there. Antioch was a home-based church. Missionaries were sent out. And the last thing I want to, quick thing I want to mention here is the accountability here. You see, some of us, we think, okay, and I know for today, like we look at some of the videos, we look at, we got to see both sides, you know. Mission is not just the international aspect where we give, but it also involves us as people. So we look at the missions that we do locally. We look at the home-based mission that we do and how we've been investing so that we could release material. Because remember, the Great Commission is not only to win souls, but to make sure that the people are fed, the people are taught, and the people follow Jesus and become disciples of Jesus. So they must be grounded also in the Word. So once they are saved, we must also make sure that they are fed with the Word of God. And that's what this is what this church stands for. It's no wonder why, you know, we focus so much on, you know, having being fed and being taught with the basic doctrine that we've been, you know, being, I would say, saturated, but that's not a bad idea. This is great. All right. Kevin Connor, he always says, you know, the world is being brainwashed by their doctrine, by their ideologies, and we're being brainwashed by the Bible, and doesn't feel sorry to say that. We are being brainwashed, and that's the Word of God, because it's good for us. Amen. We need a renewed mind. Anyway. All right, I'm just quoting from him, but I thought it was a very good statement. It's true. We need our minds to be renewed, and so we need to be washed with the Word of God. But here we find this church, this Antioch church, all right, one of the things that they had was, it was not just the church, the home-based church of Paul, but every time that he went out, after doing some missionary work, he would come back and give some reports as to what the Lord had been doing in those places. And so we see him going out and coming back, coming out and coming back. And so the first thing is, they were sent. Number two, they returned, and they were still part of this local church, Antioch Vision, having an Antioch Vision. So I believe that, you know, we not only support missions overseas, over other ministries, which we do, as we partner with them, but we all have our mission here, and that's to reach out to the people. So we're all missionaries. We're all on mission. And Jesus, when he came with a mission. He just didn't die on the cross. You know, if our message of the cross just ended there, Jesus died on the cross and that was it. No, but he died with a mission. He would rise from the dead and conquer death and defeat death and give us life. Ascend to the Father and sits at the right hand there. But we have a mission. And so I want to say that this church, you know, believes in being trained, believes in being equipped. And I know that we've had a prophetic word from Pastor Vernon Falls back in 2008, if I wasn't here, but I have read the prophecy. And he said that people will be coming in, and they'll come in with nothing, but they will be taught with a, they'll coming, maybe, oh, sorry, they'll come in with a Bible, and they will be taught, they will be trained, and once they come out, they will be powerful, trained and equipped, and warriors and soldiers for the Lord, and create, you know, and be an impact, basically, and being to influence. And so they come with just a Bible, but with the outcome is they're going to be valiant warriors. Amen. And so we have seen students coming in over the years, coming in and coming out. And we know that, you know, we do our best to give them the Word of God to be trained. That's our, the, you know, hearts of our pastors. And so when they go back to the where they be, you know, the countries that they are from, they can go back and influence and impact their places. And hopefully we're giving them something, not hopefully, but we believe we're giving them something so that they can go out and fulfill the Great Commission. So missionaries, number one, I just want to say, they're always sent out. They operate from a place of a local church. Paul and Barnabas didn't send themselves out, but it was through the prayer of the eldership and he was sent out. And the second aspect of it is accountability. So when they went out and when they came back, they were accountable and begin to share what the Lord does. So that's, I encourage you, okay, as a church, we believe in the four things here. We believe in evangelism. So let's make a declaration and let's make that as a prayer to God, to be evangelistic, to be a soul winner. So we just want to take one at a time and begin to pray that. Lord Jesus, I just pray right now. Thank you that this is the year of increase. Thank you that you're increasing our borders, Lord. Increasing us, causing us to go from another level. We thank you for the dimensions that you have already given us. But Lord, I pray, Lord, for a real heart. Lord, we want to draw closer to your heart. Feel your heartbeat, Lord. Really have a heart, your heart and your compassion for lost people, for nations, for people that are crying out. There is a cry in the nations of the world that are crying out for help, the fatherless and the people. So God, we want to be able to partner with you and to feel how you feel, Lord, I pray, as we learn to wait on you, to commune with you, to have fellowship with you. Lord, as we do that, Lord, give us your heart. Help us to feel it, to know it, and to be able to be a soul winner here in Perth. In Jesus' name, amen. We believe in number two, in teaching the Word of God, to make disciples, to help others to become, to just follow Jesus. All right, and so I don't feel sorry when the church has, lessons and foundational teachings or things that equip us. I personally never feel like it should ever feel like we've had enough or too much. And that really comes from my heart, because we can never exhaust God. Amen? Amen. We can never exhaust God. If we feel like we've exhausted the Bible, like Kevin Connor says, that means the Bible has actually exhausted us. It's true. And there's much to learn from, you know, Pastor Kevin Connor, who has gone to be with the Lord, but I think a great man of God indeed. So if we feel like a bit too much about the Bible, then maybe I think the Lord, we haven't exhausted the Word of God. And I thank God that God is giving this church the spirit of wisdom and revelation, so that not just the written Word, God's going to give us the spoken, the revealed Word, the revelation, the now Word. And we're going to get excited, because I'm looking forward to the camp, all right? Because we're going to learn how to hear the voice of God. Okay, this is not to make those who are not going feel bad, but it is what it is, okay? All right, number three. Okay, let's declare that. We believe, we make a declaration that as Evangel Christian Fellowship, we believe that teaching the Word of God is vital, is essential. The Word of God, pure doctrine, sound doctrine, the Word of God, that we might know the ways of God, that we might walk in His ways, that our attitude, our belief system, our attitude, and our behavior, our character, and everything will follow out of the Word, which is the nature and the character of the living God. And so we thank You, Lord, as You increase this dimension. Thank You that You're raising up teachers in the fivefold ministry to bring the Word of God, so that we could be taught, so that we can understand Your Word. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Number three, we believe as Evangel Christian Fellowship that we are to be witnesses. All right, we are to be a witness, and we are to be a witness to the to everyone around us. One of the vision that Pastor Joseph received in, I think it was 1986, is that right? 85, 86? 84. 84. 1984 was a vision, and we've shown in the past. And basically, he saw Australia as a golden badge. Together, New Zealand, Australia, Singapore, and Malaysia being key nations to reach Asia and having an impact to the nations of the earth. We've also heard many prophetic words that speaks about this whole thing, that Australia, in Australia, there are all kinds of nations, and Australia will be mightifully used, by God to really touch nations. And so Australia and Evangel Christian Fellowship and Australia will begin to rise and be a witness, to be a salt and light to the nations of the earth. Amen? Amen. And of course, it begins with us. And so we have to be a witness. Amen? And it is impossible, as we know, to be a witness apart from the Holy Spirit. And that's why they had to wait and tarry in the upper room until they would be empowered by the Holy Spirit. And so we pray. We make declaration. Thank You, Lord, that Evangel is a witness of the Lord Jesus Christ, empowered by the Holy Spirit. We believe in the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. We believe in the baptism of the Holy Spirit. We believe in speaking in the Spirit language. We believe in the gift of the Holy Spirit. We believe in the fruit of the Holy Spirit. We thank You, God, for all the dimensions, the Church of Acts, all the dimensions, the supernatural. We believe in it. And so we make a declaration, Lord, in this outpouring, in these last days, You said You will pour out Your Spirit, and Your old man shall see vision, and Your young man shall prophesy. So in the name of Jesus, we pray for an increase of Your communion, Holy Spirit. Fill us, empower us, lead us, guide us, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. 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 All right. And so we don't change the message. We believe in those things, and we stand for those things. You want to talk about speaking in tongues? We believe it. Amen? We talk about laying of hands for healing? We believe it. And so, but we just want to ask God. I'm asking God, Lord, I want to be able to experience, not just know about these truths, but I want to also experience it and become a part of it. So this is my prayer, okay? And the last one here, I want to make a final declaration before I end, is this. In the book of John is shepherding and feeding. Shepherding and feeding. Lord, I thank You, Lord, that You are raising true shepherds who are after Your own heart, I personally, Lord, thank you, Lord, for our senior ministers you have raised up, having a great heart to make sure that the people here in this local church will be fed and fed and fed with the pure milk of the Word of God, to be thoroughly equipped for every good work, to be mature in the Word, that we might be able to discern between good and evil and begin to exercise the gifts and to be able to exercise our spirit. Thank you, Lord, for this heart for us to hear your voice, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We're going to rise and we embrace, oh God, what you're doing. Thank you that you're looking very well after us. And we thank you, God, that out of this place, you're going to keep raising up shepherds, God, and people really running after your own heart, just like David did. So we thank you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. So Evangel Christian Fellowship believes in evangelism. We believe in teaching the Word of God. We believe in being a witness to the nations of the earth and to our nation. And we believe in the shepherding and the feeding of the Word. That is a strong church. Amen. And that is what the church of Antioch looked like. All right. That was what some of the dimension that they had. And so I encourage you, all right, as part of a church, you know, we are, as individual, even in our field, being sent out, okay, from this church, okay? If you're sent out from this church, then come back and share the reports. You see, when we understand that this is what we stand for, if this is not just the Antioch church, but if this is what Evangel wants to build, and I believe Evangel is practicing that, and if this is what it is, then you and I want to be part of this great thing that God is doing here in this church, amen? It will encourage us to rise and be part of this. Amen. Amen. So, finally, I want to say this, and this is the conclusion here, you may say. A vision, okay, this the one about vision. There's a third last slide. There's three things to this, and our hearts on this mission study, and probably my goal today is just to make a declaration that this is what Evangel stands for, and we have the vision to be a church like Antioch. All right? And this is the restoration theology that Pastor Mitchell was talking about, right? But here is a vision that we must have. Is a vision must be seen. A vision requires obedience, and a vision requires action. Okay? So I think now my goal was not just to make this declaration, but at least we can see that this is what Evangel stands for. This is what Evangel wants to do. We want to impact nations. We want to impact Perth as well. We want to impact Australia, but we want to have more. But this starts with a vision, and we must first be able to see it. The second thing is, vision requires, well, obedience. And thirdly, vision requires action. And so my last statement here is, we as a church desire to be like the church in Antioch, and that the burden of the Lord, that we would have a burden of the Lord in the Great Commission. So let me conclude with this prayer here. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for what you've done in the church of Antioch, giving us a model so that we would know what it means to be like, to be a great evangelistic missionary church, a mission-sending church that will send out many missionaries. Father, I thank you that you're raising up right now. Even the children, the young ones, the children over in Malaysia, right from a young age, you're training them, raising them in the Word and the ways of God to empower them, oh God, to impact Malaysia. Thank you. You're raising up people here as well to impact even the politics of this nation, even to influence the education, Lord, to influence even the family life, families of people. Lord, thank you, Lord. We pray, God, would you pour out, and I ask this in the mighty name of Jesus, pour out the great burden for the Great Commission and the great burden of the Lord Jesus Christ in the mighty name of Jesus. And we want to partner with you. We want to engage with you. We want to be not only givers, but we also want to be involved firsthand in where you have placed us. And so, Lord, I pray, empower us. And this is our prayer to you this morning in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.